100 words about Edinburgh. Famous for its castle, famous for its royal palace, famous for having a volcano, it's extinct, don't panic. Famous for a multitude of nefarious characters, both fictional and real. Around every corner, along every street, an adventure in history awaits. Look up, look down, look left, look right, look in every direction, otherwise you'll miss something. In the old town, on gloomy, dank, grey and drizzly days, you can feel the history. It oozes from the very pores of the tenements that line the Royal Mile. You can almost hear the hustle and bustle of medieval life. Maybe even... And that was 100 words. There is more to this piece that I've written, and if you would like to read more about it, then you can sign up. The link is in my profile, and read more about my Mindful Edinburgh. And I wanted to show you how descriptive you can be in 100 words, and that 100 words takes less than a minute to record, but it can be really impactful what you say in 100 words. And the idea came from the premise of a book called Vox, where women in this futuristic world are only allowed to use 100 words every day to communicate, and if they go over that 100 words, then a bolt of electricity fires through their body to remind them that they can only use 100 words. Now, I'm not going to do anything as terrible or as horrifying as that, but it got me thinking that communicating in 100 words is a great way to practice your English on specific topics. So over the next days and weeks, I'll be exploring 100 words and different ways to describe things, and then challenging you over on Facebook to create your own 100 word stories. So I hope you can join me, and thanks for listening. See you soon. Bye.